The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, December the 28th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Denzel Washington is 75 years old today. And the time is 7:37. That's a plane, isn't it? Over here in London, in the UK, this Saturday, December the 28th, 2024. Making it, what, 2:37 on the east coast of America. And still Friday, the 27th of December, coming up to midnight, 23 minutes beforehand, on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so let's now move on to a quick rundown of my favourite shows in the last week. First up, an email from Tim. "Hi Andy, you mentioned new shows to listen to and I think you might like Our Interesting Times by Tim Kelly. He's interviewed Don Jeffries, E. Michael Jones, Alan Sobroski, Eric Stryker, James Perloff, Carl Hamers, Kevin Barrett, Eric Karlstrom, Matthew Raphael Johnson, etc., and several other people you've had on your show over the years. He also does a weekly show called Powers and Principalities with Joe Atwill. I'm probably not telling you anything you don't already know, but I wanted to tell you just in case. Merry Christmas, all the best, Tim." Well, thank you for that, Tim. I have listened to many of Tim Kelly's shows, and he is a very skilled presenter. I get them from the Mammy's website, grizzom.blogspot.com. That's GRIZZOM for mother, .blogspot.com. Okay. So first up show-wise, we've got last Saturday, Blackbird 9 presented his Saturday Snack Shack Christmas special with special guests Monica Schaefer, Richard Carey, Stephen Douglas Whitener and Mike Gaddy, all of whom have their own shows on RBN. So what they had to say also offered an insight into the sort of content you can expect from them in this tight one-hour show, which you can find at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just select Blackbird 9 from the drop-down box under the show host tab on the right-hand side of the website, which will take you to a page of his most recent shows. And just to let you know, Robert Ravolt said there'd be no show this weekend. He does the Incendiary Radio on a Sunday. And there have been no new shows since the 23rd of December. So it's looking like they probably won't be back until in the new year. I knew that they were taking time off over Christmas period, but I didn't know when it was starting or when it was ending. It was just, you know, one person might mention their show would be off the air. So nothing from them at the moment. And I'd be very surprised, based upon Robert's show being tomorrow, if suddenly they were going to come back today and then go off tomorrow, or come back on, Monday when you got New Year's Eve on Tuesday, if they're not running Sunday. So I imagine it's going to be in the new year, but I still check it every day to see if there's any new content up there. Okay. So next we've got the Eyes is Watching episode 166 from the Eyes is Watching channel on odyssey.com, which was another excellent compilation of the week's news. The first hour of the Jeff Wentz programme from last Monday with Donald Jeffries, who discussed Christmas movies, amongst other things, and you can generally listen to that hour for free under the Donald Jeffries guest columnist section in the left-hand column of Wentz.com, as his shows do not tend to be behind the subscriber paywall. And on that note, I think I noticed at the top of ftjmedia.com a load of Christmas movies that you can watch for free. So I'm just going to go over there now and check that they're still there. Have a drink of water while it's loading up. So, right, come on. Right, so at the top they've got, well, they did have, now it's bounced down with a load of other live things popping up. It's all jumping all over the place, this website. I don't know what's going on. Right, let's see if we can get to the top again. Right, so you've got The Grinch, Home Alone 2, Home Alone, and The Year Without Santa Claus. Home Alone 1 and 2, excellent Christmas films. The other ones I like are Gremlins and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Probably my favourite, although the Home Alone ones, I was always put off them. Like, it just looked like, I hate these sort of hero kids in films, do you know what I mean? Unless you're like a kid yourself and you can like identify. I mean, when I was a kid, it was that kid being flown around on the bike by E.T., you know, what was it, 82? I would have been 9 years old when that came out. But when you're older, a sort of teenager or older, and I don't know, it just didn't interest me. But then I found out that Joe Pesci played one of the villains, and it was both the films, the first two. I haven't gone beyond that. I think that Macaulay Culkin did a lot for the film, and he wasn't in the one after that. They got pretty bad reviews. So there you go. Some films you might want to watch there. Okay, let's close that down and go back to what I listened to when I was home alone. That's actually scripted. That's rather interesting, isn't it? Or rather, at my mum's house, home alone on Christmas Day. I started off by finishing my fourth or fifth listen of the Talking Sopranos podcast series, and for the first time noticed an exchange between Steve Sharippa and David Chase, in which David does indeed appear to finally confirm that Tony died at the end, which you can hear for yourself in episode 91 of the Talking Sopranos podcast on YouTube. Now, I'm just going to add something here. What actually was said was, they were talking about the final episode, and Steve Sharippa says, I actually think that, you know, Tony is still alive and all that. And then David said, you know, in some other universe or something like that. And David said, well, yeah, maybe in some other universe, not in the real world. And I was like, wow, I'm surprised I missed that, because I've listened to that so many times. But that's the thing about podcasts and stuff like that. If you listen to them like I listen to them, sometimes you're doing something else and you switch off. And there are certain times that I do have to stop a podcast, like when I'm putting a script together, and I can be putting bits in, but when I'm checking it through and reading it through, I've really got to be in silence. Or I suppose regular music would be okay if it's instrumental, but I just tend to shut things off, and then but I must have missed that. And as I say, it must have been four or five times I've listened to it, and the amount of times that I've gone onto the internet and seen, has he finally revealed that Tony Soprano died, which again, like he says, it's really up to the viewer how you believe that the show ended in a lot of ways. Whether he says so or not, I've seen write-ups on it that I'd still go with some of the in-depth looks. I hate the term deep dive, but there's some an interesting... Let me see if I can bring it up quickly here, because I save a couple of things in my archive file. Sorry, an archive folder on internet here, on my Brave browser. And no, here it is. Yeah, okay, right. The Sopranos ending definitive explanation of the end. I think this is the one. It's master of sopranos.wordpress.com. There's that one. I'm not sure if that was the one that I generally go to. And then there's another one, MikeCole.org, The Sopranos Ending Made in America, MikeCole.org. They're the two things that I've saved, so I've read them through. They're very lengthy. But they go into a lot more detail than, you know, some people say it was a man in a members only jacket. They have all this symbolism that builds up to it and things like that, that when you read it, it's very difficult to believe that he is still alive. But this is a fictional world, obviously. But then again, some of the alternative media that we get into, I believe a lot of that is fiction that's put out to misdirect us, things like that, like the little Obama plan for Cass Sunstein to infiltrate the independent media and pump it full of nonsense to take us off the scent. And that's certainly happened in the last few years. Okay, so going back to what I was listening to when I was home alone on Christmas Day at my mother's house, I listened to, after finishing the Talking Sopranos podcast, I listened to a Christmas Eve episode of Siege the Day show with Dave Gahari and James Mason that you can find on ftjmedia.com. Then I listened to the amusing Stephen Jones and Kim Newman audio commentaries of Halloween 2 and Halloween 3, which are only available on the respective DVDs that include their particular commentary. And as there are numerous DVD releases of these films, if you want their commentaries, check out It Includes Them Before You Buy. And there was no easy way of doing this. You have to stick your DVD in your computer, so you will still need a DVD player in your computer, and then select the commentary track and then play it in real time whilst recording it with a recorder like I record this show with in the computer. And of course, also remember to shut off things like microphones and that, in case, unless of course you want to hear your own or your family's commentary over the top of what you are recording. And I closed out the day by listening to the 7-episode series of the best mafia documentary ever, 1984's Crime Inc., The True Story of the Mafia, by the UK's Thames Television, which is also available on YouTube, the first episode being the best by far. So if you've not seen it, please check that out. If you don't like the first episode, it's not worth progressing beyond. But it's interesting, with a lot of these documentaries, I don't like watching video. I like because I'm doing other things while I'm listening to things. So I've been looking at certain things that I've watched. The Listen to Me Marlon film works as a soundtrack only. So if you can identify certain things that work with the sound only, then you can listen to them while you're doing other things as well and not simply rely on podcasts or what have you out there. So it's worth having a little hunt through. I'm certainly going to look at some more of my DVDs, and the trouble is, I've got Apocalypse Now, and I've got Goodfellas, and I could listen to the Francis Ford Coppola and Martin Scorsese commentaries respectively on them, but that's not the sort of thing that interests me. I'm more interested in these sort of commentaries, and so let me give you a taste of the Halloween 2 audio commentary by Stephen Jones and Kim Newman. Here we go.
Writer and horror editor Stephen Jones.
Hi, I'm Kim Newman. I'm a novelist, critic, film person, and general know-it-all.
And we're here to talk about more of the night he came home.
Yep, Halloween 2. We're assuming you bought the Halloween DVD and are up to speed on all that kind of stuff. I should address early on why we're here. Is we're the people they always call in to do these commentary tracks when the people who are actually involved with the film are either busy or deceased or otherwise unwilling to talk about it. We're the reserve team, as it were. I hope we can provide some insight and informational background, but
hopefully some entertainment as well.
That would help, yeah. But you can't blame us for the movie. Unlike many people on commentary tracks, we didn't make the film.
So here we are, looking at a recap from the ending of the first Halloween in 1978, directed by John Carpenter, of course.
Yeah, as will be many other bits of this film uncredited later on, although it's directed by Rick Rosenthal. Carpenter came back and shot some extra bits. Also, during the production of this film, Carpenter shot some scenes which were edited into the TV version of Halloween.
For NBC TV,
If you've got the the Halloween DVD, those scenes are available on that. And it kind of sets up the continuing story. This was the era of The Empire Strikes Back, of, you know, Luke, I am your father, when you know, unexpected revelations of who somebody was related to were used to key the entire structure of stories. It's more or less an attempt to pretend we're not making it up as we go along. You don't know it now, but... Michael, the fellow who's being rather unpleasant to Jamie Lee Curtis.
You sure want to give that away to
his brother? He's the brother. Yeah.
So I hope you haven't listened to this first before watching the film.
If there is any human being who does that, I would be very surprised.
Well, there you go. That was 2 minutes start of the Halloween 2 commentary. I like things like that, a mixture of fun facts and humour. And I'm going to go back and listen to that again, and the Halloween 3 as well. Funnily enough, I listened to them both on Christmas Day, and when I was listening to the Halloween 3, they said, oh, we actually recorded the Halloween 2 one this morning, and now it's the afternoon, we're doing the Halloween 3 one. So I thought, they're recording them the same day, I'm listening to them to them the same day. But anyway, there you go. I'm always looking for new and interesting things to listen to, so if you have anything that you can recommend, please email me at andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. Okay, so next, I spent most of my week listening to a new show I have found called The Minder Podcast, which you can find at minderpodcast.co.uk, which is pretty good, to be honest. It's all about the classic 1980s British television show Minder, and I am 28 episodes into the 36 release thus far. I think the guy Paul Stenning, who does it, releases one a month, and yeah, I mean, there was one episode, he read some story about, I don't know, the Cray Twins bedtime story or something like that. I don't know what it was. I was listening to that earlier. I thought, this is boring. It's the only thing that I fast-forwarded through, and I think that was episode 27 or something like that. So if you like the series, that's a mixture of reminiscences, of watching it, but he has a lot of guests on that appeared in the series, obviously not the lead actors like George Cole, Dennis Waterman and Glyn Edwards, because they are now deceased, but that's what I spent the bulk of my week listening to. But next, that show I didn't listen to last week, from beforeitsnews.com, Breaking: Trump Has the Upper Hand, Working to Drain the Swamp. Yes, some people obviously imagine he is, I don't, but maybe I don't have a vivid enough imagination. And then we've got the comment of the week from a beforeitsnews.com article entitled Derek Johnson, Jason Q, Charlie Ward and Chaz Carter. The EBS truth bomb is coming. Buckle up. And here is the comment from Anonymous. The circle jerk of the day. Okay, so let's move on to what I've downloaded this morning and plan to listen to over the weekend. A lot of shows are thin on the ground this week. A lot of people are taking some time out. I can't blame them. I don't do as many shows as a lot of these people. Jeff Rentz never stops. He, every year, funnily enough, on Christmas Day, he puts out his Al Teitelbaum show, 3 hours on the Furrier to the Stars, and it was recorded in 2005. And he reminisces of all the sort of, because his father had this fur shop, and they would make furs back in the day when they weren't stigmatized for wearing fur, and it was actually a sort of status symbol and what have you. And talks about the golden age of Hollywood, this 3 hour special. What I got from him yesterday is it's Friday, he had Erica Kahn back on. Let's have a look at the title, not listened to it yet. DNA contamination in the shots causing... I'll start again because I read it wrong. DNA contamination in the shots creating superbugs. So that is the title of the second hour of the Jeff Rentz program from yesterday. And the Jeff and Erica shows are always put up for free on Rentz.com. So you can get that hour if you go over there and scroll down. I think that they're on the... it's either on the right or the left. They're not too far down, so you should find it easily enough. And then Richie from Boston, don't know why I can't think of his name. I've actually listened to some of this already today. He dropped a couple of shows in the last day. They weren't there this time yesterday morning, but they both popped up since. The first one is 2024, All the Signs You're Ever Going to Get, Welcome to the End Game, Part 1. And then we've got They Have Done All the Rituals and AI Has Now Become Their God. And he focuses on, you know, AI being demonic. He talked about these things in the media that I've noticed, that people are seeing demon faces in other people. And it's actually it's a psychological problem or condition. It's not the person who has the demon face. The person that's sick is the person that sees someone with a demon face. So again, it looks more and more like, as these things become more overt, the old they live glasses not needed anymore type of things, and things do become clear that people who start waking up and seeing these things are going to be labelled as insane and what have you, which again is not a surprise for me. I also got from the Dustin Nemos Rumble channel his most recent Silent War, which only went up a few hours ago on there, episode 6,399. So he's doing a lot more shows than I have. Free Speech is Dead, Drone Cuts, Baby, World War III, Chaos, Persecution. So delightful topics for you there if you choose to dive into that one. That's all I have got from yesterday. Okay, so let's have a look at some independent news websites. And we'll go over to... we start off with RT.com, don't we? So, I was just wondering whether to tell you that my New Year's resolution is not to and during broadcasts. And as I was thinking of telling you that, I just said And I think that's one of the first times I've said it during the show. So, I've let you in on my New Year's resolution, and there you go again. And I hope I can stick to it. So it'll take time, but it is at the back of my mind, trying to create a more fluid, fast broadcast for you so you can move on and listen to other things. The top story on RT.com, Azerbaijan Airlines names likely cause of plane crash. And it, we'll have to go into the article. It's technical external interference, apparently. We know that many people have been speculating, not just in the independent media, but in the, well, mainly in the mainstream media, that this was Russia. First I heard that they'd fired on the aircraft. Latest I've heard that they've done something to it to bring it down. But that story is there, so you can check that out. Russian blogger jailed for pro-Nazi videos and religious insults is the second headline on RT.com. Let's see what he was up to. He apparently, let me see, here's the main part. According to the case files, the 26-year-old filmed a music video in June 2023 in which he could be seen naked with his military ID, a photograph of Russian Orthodox Church leader Patriarch Kirill, and a handcrafted crucifix. In the clip, he nailed the objects to a tree, then read out an insulting speech. In addition, he filmed himself burning his passport and proclaiming that he no longer wanted to be a citizen of Russia. Anything else worth looking at? EU state threatens Ukraine with power cuts. Well, I thought that Russia were doing a good enough job with that. And let's see, West applying double standards to Israeli war crimes, Palestinian party leader. I didn't really think that the West were actually calling out any Israeli war crimes, certainly from what I've seen in the media. The only thing I see them calling out is anybody who might be offending people, you know, pro-Palestine marches that might have a banner or a symbol that offends somebody. Yeah, I would imagine people with bombs raining on their heads, losing all their relatives and that, would be pretty offended. But in the West, it's more all about feels, isn't it? Which is what we have become accustomed to, sadly, over the last few years. Okay, so we go over to Rents.com. scroll down to the news section, I might be able to find you that show, actually, with Erica Khan. So we'll have a look there. So just see what's going on there. Right, it's on the right-hand side. Not up there yet, but it should be. Basically, you've got a Jeff and Erica section shortly down the website, about a fifth or sixth of the way down, according to my browser. And the top show there is the second hour of the Christmas Eve show, which is called Not a Merry Christmas for Tens of Millions of Facts Injured. So that's another one you can listen to. But the one from yesterday, I imagine, will be up there fairly shortly. So let's go back up to the central section. The headline news: interactive map reveals disturbing pattern in drone sightings across the US. That is a piece from the Daily Mail. Then the UFO swarm yields to a logical explanation. That takes you to Zero Hedge. Biden admin to send another $1.25 billion to Kiev. That's a Russian article from TASS.com. Musk says Americans are too retarded for tech jobs. Censors critics. That's that story that's been going on about some sort of infighting with this H-1B visa program, where they would get cheap labour, but albeit skilled labour. This was it affected many people in the IT sector. I remember hearing Mike Enoch talking about it, how because he worked in that sector, and it had a real big knock-on effect for him, because they bring these people in on a fraction of the salaries that the American workers were earning, and expect the American workers to train them up and then boot them out when they train them to do what they could do, which isn't particularly good, is it? But that's what goes on, unfortunately. Let's go on ourselves to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. The top story on there is Switzerland updating all nuclear bomb shelters. And the interesting thing in this article, because I looked at this yesterday, is it turns out, when it opens, it turns out that according to a 1963 Swiss law, all of the country's residents, including refugees and foreign workers, are guaranteed a spot in a bunker to protect them from bombs and nuclear radiation. So it's only a short story, three paragraphs. I may as well read the, I've just read the second paragraph. The first one is, Switzerland is spending 220 million Swiss francs to make sure its nuclear bomb shelters are in top shape and ready to accommodate all 9 million Swiss residents should the need arise. With the Russia-Ukraine conflict heating up badly each day, and with NATO meddling in the conflict to the point where Russia may have to use their nuclear arsenal, the Swiss government launched consultations in October to ensure Swiss resilience in the event of armed conflict and plan its nationwide shelter upgrade. So bear in mind that Switzerland is, you know, actually by law declared neutral in all wars, which is interesting, isn't it? Because that's where all the money is, we're told. People say the City of London, but then you've got Switzerland being, I think it's tax-free, isn't it? So there's all these tax-free accounts there. And I remember a few years ago, the penalty for someone working in one of these financial institutions revealing any secrets was something like 10 years in prison. So the people who store their money over there don't want you knowing about it. I believe that that sentence is not as harsh now for doing that. But yes, I found that really interesting. That's in my book, The Synagogue of Satan, when I found out that they've actually got, it's like not just their law, it's like an international law that they would stay neutral in all wars. And when you hear people alleging that wars are funded by the same people fund both sides, that would indicate why you would need a particular country where the funding's coming from to be, they don't tell you that, but why they would need that facility, doesn't it? But maybe I'm just being all conspiratorial, and that's a complete misapprehension of what goes on my part. As I always say, you be the judge. Earthnewspaper.com. Thanks to Mark R. Elsis and Jeff Rentz for what they do for the ACH show. Let's see what's going on here. We've got Russia's Putin big attack on Jewish community. And this is a 3-minute video by One India News, 3-minute 42 seconds. And we'll scroll down and the quote of the day, let's have a look at that. Derivatives are financial weapons of mass destruction. That's from Warren Buffett. Let's move on to censored.news, the news aggregate website. I like these news aggregate website, folks. It kind of takes the work out for me doing them. But if there are any news websites you think I should cover that I don't, again, email me at andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. This is your show. And if there is something better out there, I'd be quite happy to include it in the review. The most recent headline is, unsurprisingly, the Brighteon broadcast show with Mike Adams from yesterday, entitled "The AI Takeover Will Force Epic Battle Between Centralized versus Decentralized Control Over Knowledge and Content." And we'll move on. I've got something to say before we go, so we're not going to close out with the beforeitsnews.com top 10, but we are going to timestamp it, as we always do, because it's apparently they go up and down. I'm not sure how frequently, but they're based upon the amount of people viewing. So this is the top 10 as at 8:06, 8:07 now, UK time, this Saturday, December the 28th, 2024. Number 10. Went up 12 hours ago, 100 people are looking at this. What just leaked out of Congress is terrifying. No inauguration happening December the 27th. Number 9. Went up 4 hours ago, 102 people viewing. New Benjamin Fulford from yesterday again. Trump drops the next bomb. Number 8. Went up 2 days ago, 113 people are still looking at this though. Dr. Brian Ardis, NAC, whatever that means. The miraculous life-saving health benefits of NAC. It's N-acetyl-L-cysteine. Whatever that is, never heard of it. Number 7 went up a day ago. 132 people viewing this. Michael Jaco and Dr. Northrup. EBS incoming. Global arrest. Deep state burns. And Gazara begins. Well. Number 6 went up 11 hours ago, 175 people viewing. FDA approved vaccine causes death to unvaccinated. And that's a Rima E. Labo, according to her. She's the one who did that famous appearance on the Jesse Ventura show in the one video that was actually allegedly deleted from people's recording boxes, their D something boxes, they were called back then. I don't know how they are able to get in and do that, but it is out there. I've seen it. Number 5 went up 7 hours ago, 180 people viewing. New X22 report, December the 27th. Trump news, deep state has revealed their plan to stop the certification 2024. I've seen this floating around the last day or so. I can't see how they're going to do it, because even in the case of war, the new president would still take office, is certainly what I've heard people reporting, because it's not like you can stop, you know, if you could delay an election or something like that, but the election's taken place, the winner's been announced, so there you go. We will see. Number 4 went up 4 hours ago, 187 people viewing. WTPN situation update, again from yesterday. Trump's revenge, perfect storm, deep state Dems attempt. And the headline runs out. Number 3, went up 8 hours ago, 197 people looking at this. And we know, 12/27/24, truth bombs shock the world, then coming years will be great. Number 2, went up 6 hours ago, Benjamin Fulford again. 252 people viewing. It's just got the date of today. So he's beaten this show out there. And number 1 went up a day ago. 346 people viewing. Mike King, Holiday Trump, Q Massive Intel. A major event is coming in the new year. Yes, isn't it always? And there is Thank you for the segue there, Mike, because there is a major event coming in the new year. I'm talking to you. We'll be back for a special show this Wednesday, January the 1st. So please pop over to achshow.com on New Year's Day. I'll be putting it out this sort of time, certainly as soon as I can in the morning. So please go over to the website on New Year's Day and check out my special I'm Talking to You show this Wednesday, January the 1st. That being said, let's play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me today on episode 151 of I'm Talking to You, entitled Denzel Washington is 75 years old today. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend for you all. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and bye for now.